We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. It's 9:23. Talking with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, associate professor at K-State and director of the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. Boy, there's just always news going on every time we have him on the program, and it's certainly the same here today. We've been talking a lot about the Supreme Court. I do want to squeeze in some time here to talk a little bit about something that happened earlier this month. I know you participated in it. There was that KS Unite event here that took place just a couple weeks ago, and that took place. And then at the same time, there was also some people who got on that and Zoom bombed it, and obviously that had to shift things a little bit. But can you talk a little bit about that and just kind of what transpired from that incident?
Yeah, so K-State Unite has happened for the last few years in large part because we had a handful of incidents happen on campus here at K-State that were kind of racialized and experienced that way. And so the university very dramatically the first year established this kind of day off, classes were canceled. There was this kind of dramatic march to kind of the in front of Anderson to the lawn there. There were a number of speakers. It was frankly more like a rally than anything else. What's happened since then has become an annual event that this year obviously was remote along with just about everything else in life. So a number of presenters, we had a couple keynotes, but a number of people internally too who were kind of speaking about related themes from the places that they are situated and where they work. And in fact, I was one of the presenters. I was presenting kind of an hour-long presentation called Civic Discourse as a Disposition for Engaging Difference. So it was all actually a lot about the things that I talk about on here with you and you know, the necessity for us to be able to engage kind of this wide range of perspectives. And in fact, not excluding some of those voices that might otherwise be really in opposition to some of the broader themes of the K-State Unite event. But yes, the fact that it was on a platform on Zoom that you could fairly kind of easily get into because they wanted to make it accessible to people meant that even some of the smaller kind of checks against those who might want to be disruptive were kind of impacted. So there were a number of presentations that got Zoom bombed. People kind of used other names to kind of falsify themselves and then kind of wrecked the system. I will note I was presenting later in the afternoon. People knew about this happening. And then I could see, in fact, some people kind of got held in the waiting room of one of the settings for these to where they don't necessarily immediately get in. And I think that was partly what held some of it off. But I will note Kelly Clarkson of musical fame appeared to be in my room for a brief moment, was playing some noise, but I spend a lot of time on Zoom, so I'm pretty good about knowing how to do things. And long story short, Kelly went away and we proceeded on with what we were doing substantively, and I'm very glad for that.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that, you know, that kind of got overshadowed a little bit because of all the great presenters. But you know, it brings up an interesting thing here that Zoom bombing can actually be can have legal implications. And we don't know yet the circumstances of if there will be here yet. I don't think K-State's announced anything like that. But I've seen stories here that Zoom bombing can maybe be prosecuted as a federal crime.
Yeah, and I know the institution is going to explore what to do from this. I think there are going to be efforts to try to understand what exactly did happen, so it's not coming kind of as a secondhand experience. If those happen to be recorded, I'm not sure if there were kind of ways to kind of keep track of or to be aware of who was doing what. Right, I think a lot of this is well beyond my capacity of understanding how to do things online. But I mean, it does speak to, and something that I talk about a lot. In fact, the last few weeks, I've had a number of interviews in different spaces, media and otherwise. And we need to be able to engage each other, right? You may have an awful idea, but we need to be able to have opportunities for those to be wrestled with and talked about. And so beyond the real extreme kind of fringe perspectives, and some of these might have been kind of more in that space. Like if your intent is just purely to disrupt, regardless of left or right. Like, for me, it's always a question of to what end, right? What are you doing? Because it seems to only probably embolden those who are committed to thinking and learning about the things contrary to what you're wishing they didn't, and the vice versa. And so in these moments, I would have much preferred the individual or individuals who were going this approach to actually participate and maybe even ask questions, right? They should push on, you know, how might we think about things. I really wish, in fact, that those people would have been in my presentation, because a lot of it talked about the political spectrum and academic and kind of academic settings, and in fact, how little people alter their views in college. The percentages of kind of movement, and a number of recent studies would highlight this, that the way that we talk about higher ed being as kind of indoctrination of sorts to more kind of liberal perspectives just doesn't get presented in the research. And in fact, from more conservative scholars. This is one of those really, for me, one of those big losses that happens is that if your approach is to much more to be adversarial rather than discursive, right, I'd rather talk to you about these things and be able to engage the spectrum of ideas. That didn't necessarily happen for everybody at K-State Unite, and I think that was an unfortunate reality.
Yeah, and you know, those people who are disruptive can say what they want. It's a free country, they got free speech, but To say that they were victims here on social media is completely absurd, because they could have participated in the dialogue and chose the other route. So that's unfortunate that happened, but it was a wonderful event in hindsight, and glad that you guys at least had some semblance of a good event, even though it was virtual.
Yes, and I'll just speak for myself, because I wasn't able to be in all the sessions, is that had great participation, really good questions, faculty, some staff, some students. I don't know if there are people who are beyond the university, at least in my session, but for what I experienced, it really, I think, spoke to, I think, the intentionality the university is trying to have around these questions and these topics. And we need to do a better job talking about it, but across the spectrum, right? If we're only kind of talking to our own like-minded groups, that's a really unfortunate loss for all of us.
Well, that's we got to leave it there, but I know you got to get elsewhere here. So
I do.
Dr. Schaefer, thank you so much, and we'll talk again real soon.
That sounds great. Thanks so much.
All right. That's Dr. Timothy Schaefer here joining us on In Focus. Stay tuned. Robin Cole will join us next from Pawnee Mental Health on KMAN.